Kent police investigating a shooting in the 1300 block of 10th Street Northwest. It took place just after 7:30 Friday night. 39 shell casings were found by police between Brown Avenue and the location of the shooting. A 27-year-old woman was driven to Mercy Hospital in a private vehicle after being shot. She was then flown to Akron General Hospital. The repository reports no suspects have been identified. Two men drove the woman to the hospital. Another man reportedly ran from the scene of the shooting. The Stark County Grand Jury will consider the cases of a man and woman linked to a missing Canton man. 33-year-old Daniel Matei of Massillon, 38-year-old Amanda Williams of Canton were bound over Monday. They waived the right to a preliminary hearing in Canton Municipal Court. Each charged with criminal trespass and aggravated drug possession, they were arrested June 24th after Canton police found them in a vacant building on Walnut Avenue Northeast. They were sought for questioning about 26-year-old Ryan Godby, who was last seen leaving a nightclub on Cherry Avenue Northeast June 19th. The disappearance remains under investigation. Bond set at $1 million for a man who allegedly shot an employee of Altman Hospital. 35-year-old James Fair of Canton arraigned Monday in municipal court on three counts of felonious assault and one count of aggravated robbery. Police say Fair was mentally distressed after being admitted Friday afternoon. He began hitting his head on the glass walls of a private room around 8 p.m., prompting staff and two security officers to enter to try to keep him from harming himself. Fair reportedly struggled with officers grabbing a gun from one and firing a shot that wounded a patient care technician. She was listed in stable condition. Canton Township man will spend 2 months in jail for the sexual assault of a juvenile. 22-year-old Corey Prendergast was sentenced last week by Common Pleas Judge Natalie Haupt. He pleaded guilty to one count of unlawful sexual conduct with a minor. Prendergast took part in sexual conduct with a 14-year-old last June. After serving his sentence, he'll be sent to the Stark Regional Community Corrections Center and also must serve 3 years probation. Grocery store closing on the southeast side of Canton. The Stark County Metropolitan Housing Authority transferred a vacant multi-purpose center in the 300 block of Cherry Avenue Southeast to the city in 2020 to partner with Stark Fresh for the grocery store. The store's board says the store will close immediately and all operations will end by September 1st. Stark Fresh store on Linden Avenue in Alliance will close August 15th. The board said the move is due to a combination of financial and operational challenges. Stark Fresh says it's distributed more than 2 million pounds of food through retail operations. New contract in place for classified employees in the West Branch School District. Board of Education approved a 3-year agreement with the West Branch Classified Education Association last week. It takes effect today. The contract covers 80 clerical workers, bus drivers, and custodians who will receive a pay raise of $2 per hour the first year, increases of 2.5% the second and third years. Board also accepted 4 anonymous donations totaling $697,000. The funds will go toward renovation of Haycock Stadium with a new turf field and track improvements. Field will be ready by early August, weather permitting. Chase involving the Highway Patrol ended with a crash in Youngstown. A patrol officer attempted a traffic stop in Akron just before 7 Sunday night. Tags on the vehicle were reported stolen. Driver sped off, beginning a pursuit that ended at West Midlothian Boulevard just short of an hour later. 29-year-old Javon Gage fled on foot after the vehicle crashed into another. He was caught a short time later. 2 people in the other vehicle suffered minor injuries. Police say Gage attempted to take over the EMT vehicle in which he was to be transported. The Trumbull County Coroner's Office has identified 6 people killed when a small plane crashed in Howland Township Sunday morning. They include the pilot, 63-year-old Joseph Maxson, 55-year-old co-pilot Timothy Blake. The passengers were 68-year-old Veronica Weller, 68-year-old husband James, 36-year-old son John, and 34-year-old daughter-in-law Maria Weller. Cessna 441 was headed to Bozeman, Montana, and crashed 7 minutes after takeoff. The crash occurred near King Graves and Spring Run Roads, about 2 miles east of the Youngstown-Warren Regional Airport in a heavily wooded area. The FAA and NTSB are investigating. Man accused of assaulting 2 corrections officers at a Trumbull County prison has appeared in court. 39-year-old Joseph Hunter arraigned Monday. Bond was set at $1 million. Hunter was indicted on 2 counts of felonious assault. Each charge includes a repeat violent offender specification. He pleaded not guilty. The alleged incident occurred March 14th while Hunter was an inmate at the Trumbull County Correctional Institution. He's since been moved to the Ohio State Penitentiary in Youngstown. Hunter serving a 32-year sentence for the November 2011 robbery of a Toledo convenience store. The clerk fatally shot his accomplice. An appeals court has refused to overturn the conviction for a man found guilty of several crimes in Trumbull County. Christopher McBride was accused of terrorizing a minor and a 71-year-old man and raping a 51-year-old woman in her home in 2002. He was convicted of aggravated robbery, rape, and kidnapping. McBride was sentenced over the same period in Mahoning County on robbery and burglary charges in a separate case. Appeals to withdraw his plea in 2015 to be resentenced in 2017, and last year over a request for court transcripts were also denied.